teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
The job of a deliveryman is thought of as simple, innocent, and relatively safe. All one really has to do in this profession is take parcels of food to hungry people around town. However, as we'll soon see, being a delivery person can actually be extremely dangerous. This is because, as we all know by now, whether you follow the news or our podcast, there are malicious people out there lurking in the shadows. In today's video, we're going to check out 5 stories where an innocent, hardworking individual, just doing their job, became a victim of a brutal crime. Here are 5 fatal food delivery crimes. Number 5, Shen Jin Lu. 5 respectable teenagers, a Chinese immigrant, owner of the Golden Walk food delivery service, and dedicated father of 2, a brutal crime. These 3 elements, although they don't seem to fit together, are the main ingredients of one of the ugliest murders that shocked Queens, New York. It all began when 5 hungry teens, Stacy Royster, Jamal Murphy, and Daryl Tyson, all 17 years old, and James Stone, who was 16, and Robert Savage, who was 14, wanted to order food from a local Chinese restaurant, the Golden Walk. However, they didn't have any money, which led them to hatch a plan that would ruin many lives forever. The scheme was to order the food, have it delivered to an abandoned house nearby, and then rob the delivery man of it. To get things into action, Royster made the phone call and placed the order. The teens then waited for Lu to arrive, hiding in the bushes as he drove up. When Lu appeared at nearly midnight, the young ambushers jumped on him and threw a sheet over his head. They then started to bludgeon him with a brick. Savagely, the youngest member of the group gave him the fatal blow on the head that smashed his skull and killed him. As police converged on the scene, the teens fled with a bag of food, which they ate at one of the boys' homes. In the following days after the murder, things were relatively quiet. Although the community was shocked by the brutality of the murder, the teens seemed to go back to living their normal lives. But it didn't take too long for investigators to trace the call to the Golden Walk, and soon enough, they zeroed in on the 5 teens who had committed the brutal crime. The community was shocked when they heard news of the arrests. Apparently, the 5 teens were from decent, middle-class families and had no criminal records. They were church-going college types who seemed to have a good future in front of them. But their past did nothing to alleviate the punishment they got. All 5 pled guilty to the crime and were sentenced to 17 years in prison for both Stacy Royster and Daryl Tyson, 11 years for Jamal Murphy, and 16 years for James Stone. Robert Savage, although he was the person who caused Lou's death, was sentenced to only 7 years because of his youth. 39-year-old Baozu Chen, the victim's widow, pleaded for life sentences for the perpetrators, crying on her knees to beg for her wishes to be heard. However, because of the murderer's ages, her pleas were denied. Number 4, Ryan Graham Munsey. 31-year-old Ryan Munsey was a dedicated wife and mother of 3. She was hardworking, passionate, and loved making people laugh. When she met her husband, Cameron Graham, The pair were practically homeless. But together, they worked through it all, moving into a hotel, then an RV, and eventually an apartment. Life wasn't always easy, but the family had one another. By the time the COVID-19 pandemic hit, Munzee was working four different jobs to help support the family. One of these was as a delivery driver for Uber Eats, a job which seemed low risk compared to other types of work. Unfortunately, though, it was while delivering food to a client that Munzee met her untimely end. On January 23, 2021, Munzee was delivering food to an apartment complex in Holtom City, Texas. She parked her car outside and was walking to the door of the person who had ordered when, out of nowhere, she was attacked from behind. Two individuals approached, where they then stabbed the woman in the neck, the impact being so strong that a piece of the knife actually broke off, and the two then fled the scene. At 9:35 p.m., a resident of the building stumbled upon a lifeless body in the apartment's hallway and then called the police. And the case was both shocking and mysterious, as nothing was missing from Munzee except for her cell phone. She had never made it to the door that she was delivering the food to. It was a completely senseless murder, one that was almost immediately perceived as random. And while it was mysterious as to why it occurred, it didn't take long for investigators to locate the killers. Evidence at the scene, plus video surveillance footage from the apartment, led authorities to two 14-year-old boys who had committed the crime. They were not the ones who ordered the food, but seemingly waited for a person to cross their path to attack, and unfortunately, it was Munzee. They were taken into custody, where they await trial, possibly for capital murder, but because of their age, their names were not disclosed to the public. This story is a sad one, especially for Munzee's husband, three kids, family, and friends. Her sister said in a statement that the events were so unbelievable, it was like being in a nightmare. We can only hope that those who loved the victim get the closure they deserve and find their own separate peace. Number 3. Noelle Njoku. For 48-year-old Noelle Njoku, family was everything. The Nigerian immigrant was a married man with four children, and to him, supporting them or providing for their needs was more important than anything else. That's why he worked hard, getting a job as a DoorDash delivery driver, so he could earn some extra cash. On August 12, 2021, Njoku was delivering food in the area of Prince George's County in Maryland when a stranger approached him. The unknown man shot him and robbed him of the cash he was carrying before running off. Wounded but alive, Njoku sat in his car suffering from his gunshot wounds as he waited for help to arrive. Finally, around midnight, he was discovered and rushed to a hospital, but it was too late. He failed to make it and died at the hospital from his wounds. Meanwhile, his wife was waiting for him to return home. When she couldn't reach him by phone, she started searching for him, jumping from hospital to hospital as she tried to locate him. Finally, she reached the Maryland Capital Region Medical Center, where an officer broke the horrific news to her. She was heartbroken, weeping, and pleading for answers and for the perpetrator to be found. In October of that same year, her prayers were finally answered. 39-year-old Tracy Miles Goodson of the Mitchellville area was arrested and charged with the crime. He is currently being held without bail as he awaits trial, and details of the case are yet to be released to the public. But even though things are still under wraps, the outcome of the brutal murder is clear for everyone to see. Noelle Njoku, a hardworking immigrant and reliable family man, was tragically killed while doing something as innocent as delivering food. Life can be truly surprising and sometimes seemingly unfair. While the wild and the daring live to an old age, sometimes those who do nothing but go about their daily lives meet death in unexpected ways. Number 2. Richard Salvia. The job of a delivery man may seem simple enough, but it's actually fraught with many dangers. That's because delivery men are known to carry cash, which many shady individuals out there would love to get their hands on. And things get tricky when a delivery person is called to deliver food to an area known for muggings, as was the case of 50-year-old Richard Salvia. Salvia worked for the Crown Palace restaurant on Forest Ave in Staten Island. He was new to the job and must have been a quiet man, as the people who worked with him said they knew little about him. On April 1st, 2014, he was called to deliver a large order of Chinese food to Grandview Avenue in Marines Harbor, which is a dead-end place known for muggings. We don't know what went through Salvia's head when he prepared to head out and fulfill the order, and we don't know if he was aware that he was heading towards a dangerous place, but he did go, driving his car to the area with his bags of food. When he arrived, he realized too late that it was a trap. Three teenage boys were there waiting for him, one holding a gun. The gun was pointed at his chest as the boys searched his pockets for money, and he was then shot in the head, which killed him instantly. Police were called to the scene, where they found Salvi's body surrounded by the food. Quickly, they got to work to try to find the perpetrators of the brutal crime, and they recovered bullets from a .38 caliber weapon that was used to kill the delivery men. The weapon was later found at the home of a teenager, 17-year-old Antonio Cardi. Also found was the cell phone used to make the bogus delivery call. Not long after, Cardi's two accomplices were traced down, and they were also teenage boys, 16-year-old James Sanders and 19-year-old Devin Hill. All three were arrested and charged with second-degree murder and attempted robbery. Later, the boys accepted plea deals to lessen their sentences, and Sanders, who had been the one who pulled the trigger on Salvia, received 22 years. Cardi and Hill each got 15. This story is a stark reminder to young people never to cross the law. Although the boys may not have meant to kill Salvia, their plan to rob him soon exploded into full-blown murder and changed their lives forever. It's also changed the lives of the people Salvia left behind, one of whom was 60-year-old Mary, his fiancée. According to her, she hopes the boys suffer the fate of her lost lover. As she wailed in an emotional statement, "I wish these guys would die." Number 1. Maya Salah. People around the globe view America as the land of opportunity. There, they envision better lives, both for themselves and their families, of course. They travel many miles and go through hardships just to reach the country that they believe will make a difference to them. But sadly, it isn't always that way. And in the case of 51-year-old Bangladeshi national Miha Salah, America was the place he suffered much more violence than he had ever endured in his home country. Salah was on the run. Back home, he was involved with the opposition party in politics, and in a country like his, that could mean torture and even death. So he left his wife, 19-year-old daughter, and 11-year-old son, and traveled the many miles to Manhattan. There, he got a job delivering food for Grubhub. And according to his brother-in-law, Mohammed Hassan, he was a hard-working man who was on the job late just to earn enough money to send back to his family. It was a weekend night in October of 2021, and around 1 a.m., Salah made his way to Sarah D. Roosevelt Park in the Lower East Side, and there he sat on a park bench apparently to rest. His e-bike was next to him. Suddenly, a stranger walked up and took a seat not far from Salah. Footage of this moment was actually caught on a surveillance camera, with the two men sitting just a few feet from one another. But what Salah didn't know was that this was the last moments of his life, that the man beside him was his killer. In an unexpected move, the stranger got up and attempted to steal Salah's bike, but the delivery man refused to let it go, knowing that it was the means to his livelihood. The two got into an argument about the bike, which ended in Salah being stabbed in the abdomen and slashed in the face with a knife. When authorities made it to the scene, he was still alive but bleeding profusely. They took him to a nearby hospital, but they couldn't save him, and he died there from his wounds. Family and friends of the friendly Salah were shocked when they heard the news of his death. They mourned his passing, and for his wife and kids, whom he dreamed of someday taking with him to New York. A prayer vigil was held for him in the Islamic Center in Kensington. Meanwhile, luckily, an arrest was made. The suspect was 23-year-old Joseph Sandoval of Jamaica, and he was apprehended and charged with murder. His trial is currently ongoing. Being a delivery person is hard work. It involves going around the city at all hours of the day or night, taking food to hungry customers. And as we've seen in today's video, the job can be thankless and even dangerous. What we can do right now is appreciate the people who drive through the bad weather, exhaustion, and certain dangers, all just to bring us the food we love. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed it, please comment, give it a thumbs up, and please do subscribe to help us out. We appreciate the support, and we'll see you in the next one.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.